from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Federal Appeals Court has refused to reinstate President Trump's ban on travelers from seven predominantly Muslim nations. Three-judge panel unanimously declining to block a lower court ruling that suspended the ban and allowed previously barred travelers to enter the United States. Anna Rose Matheson actively litigates in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
At the heart of what the court ruled is that the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution protects due process, and that this executive order may interfere with the due process rights of some citizens or residents or loved ones from the involved state.
President Trump reacted to the appeals court ruling by tweeting, "See you in court. The security of our nation is at stake." Critics said the travel ban from President Trump discriminates against Muslims and they question its value as a security measure. Turkey says a Russian airstrike has accidentally killed three Turkish soldiers in northern Syria. Military statement said the Russian military was carrying out an operation that was targeting the Islamic State. Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences, both sides agreeing to step up their military cooperation in Syria. Cameroon's information minister has expressed concern after parents in the English-speaking parts of the country prevented their children from going to school. Follow weeks of protests by teachers and lawyers that have forced the closure of schools in the region. In an interview with VOA, Issa Chiroma Bakari said it's unfortunate that the education of children would be sacrificed for politics, which he says is not good for the country's future leaders. This is VOA News. Kenya's high court has blocked the government from closing Dadaab refugee camp, home to some 258,000 Somali refugees. VOA's Joel Craig reporting now from Nairobi.
The largest refugee camp in the world will remain open, according to Kenyan High Court Justice John Mativo, who ruled Thursday that the government's orders to close the camp were discriminatory and indignifying.
That the government's decision, specifically targeting Somali refugees, is an act of group persecution, illegal, discriminatory, and therefore unconstitutional.
Mativo also stated that the disbanded Department of Refugee Affairs should be reinstated. Jill Craig, Nairobi.
Top U.S. commander in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, told the Senate Armed Services Committee he believes the U.S.-backed Afghan forces are in a stalemate in that 15-year-old war. He said to break that stalemate, he needs a few thousand more soldiers to accompany the 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Nicholson said offensive capability is key to breaking that stalemate, and while the additional U.S. troops would be involved in training and advising and assisting missions, the Afghan Special Forces and Air Force would be vital to the success. Nicholson also said 20 of the 98 designated terrorist groups operating in the Afghanistan-Pakistan region, giving it the highest concentration of terror groups anywhere in the world.
Working closely with the Pakistanis to eliminate or reduce sanctuary for the Taliban, Haqqani, and other groups inside Pakistan. And then working with the Afghans and the international community for an Afghan-led peace and reconciliation process. I think if we can get these elements into our plan going forward, and indeed we're working on that, then we can bring this fight to a successful conclusion going forward.
Senator John McCain suggested that Russia is playing a significant role in Afghanistan, and Nicholson agreed, saying that Russian meddling this year has become more difficult. Nicholson said Russia has tried to publicly legitimize the Taliban. A senior Trump administration official says a meeting at the White House and a golf outing in Florida are intended to reassure Japan's leader the Trump administration stands with its ally, shoulder to shoulder, 100%. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has arrived in Washington, becoming the second foreign leader to officially meet with President Trump. And President Trump told Chinese President Xi Jinping in a telephone conversation late Thursday, the U.S. intends to honor the One China policy by acknowledging China's position that it has sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan.
That's the latest world news from VOA.